Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And it's November 14th, 2023. Crazy year. But it's been a good year. A lot of events are going on that are kind of like mind-boggling. You don't know what is going on anymore. Just from every angle, you're getting all kinds of stories. And the reason I wanted to do an episode today, I actually tried to record yesterday during my off time, but something strange happened. When I was trying to record and put this episode together, it just didn't go through. So I was wondering what happened, because I have a blank episode with no information. I recorded for like 13, 14, maybe 15 minutes and nothing was there. So I was like, man, I gotta get back and record that episode. It was pretty intense what I was saying, because I was talking about, or let me tell you, like, in my present tense, I'm really good today, mentally, physically, spiritually, in every single way. But for the last couple of weeks before yesterday, I had been going through some weird slumpy vibes where, like, it seemed like everything was weird. Like, I wasn't not happy, and I wasn't in my, like, joyous moments. But over the last couple of weeks, I just felt a little bit down. I was like, man, maybe it's the weather. The weather has changed a little bit in Laredo for the last 2 weeks. It's been a bit gloomy, a little bit not as much sun, not as enough. Actually more rain now, and then just a little bit gloomy days. And I was like, oh, maybe it's that. I mean, everything's good in my life. My kids are good. My wife is good. You know, my family's good. Actually, everybody's doing real good. I was like, what is it, man? I couldn't pinpoint the finger. Like, what am I doing differently in the last couple of weeks that I haven't done previously, or something that I changed in my routine? And I hadn't figured it out until I was reaching out to my homie, Robert Castaneda. We have this frequency group where we just chat about stuff that's going on in the community and stuff that we're reading up on and stuff like that. And I think he mentioned something about how, something about the war, right? And I'm like, dude, something that I've done recently is that on my Instagram account, I follow this dude that reports on the war. And I was like, I got it, man. I actually pinpointed what is one of the reasons that I've been feeling kind of down, is because I follow this account that's from a dude that's reporting that stuff that's going on in the Palestinian war against the Israelis, right? That the Palestinians are going through bombings for the last few weeks and a lot of killings. So I just wanted to kind of like see what's going on out there, and it came out on my page one day. So I followed the guy. Now every time I turn on my Instagram, that's the first thing I get. I guess, I don't know, maybe something about the algorithm knew that I knew I wanted to learn about it and actually tune into that shit. So it was sending me as soon as you open it up, the first thing that I see was, like, you know, bombings of kids, you know, kids that are dead, and the people in the country are, like, crying hysterically. They're, you know, asking for help. They're screaming, you know, they're in the community. Everything's bombed up. There's all kinds of people dead on the floor. And I was like, yo, this is intense, right? I'm like, man, prayers out to the people that are going through this craziness over there, this madness. And it's very intense, man. Like, it's this shit, and it warns you. I think Instagram has like a little warning, like, do you want to see this? And then you press yes, right? So my decision making was very poor, because at the same time, I really wanted to know what the hell was going on over there. So I wanted to put myself in the shoes of, and not necessarily in, like, physically, but just kind of like see what's going on out there and like see what's reported, because it's very confusing, right? You don't know what's really happening. There's people saying all kinds of stuff on the news, and there's propaganda from both sides, and then there's imagery, but you don't know if it's real or not. And then because of now with the AI, you can do whatever. So I just wanted to see, like, what's out there, because I want to have a good take on what's going out there. Like, I just know that it's very chaotic, and there's a lot of war, and there's a lot of bombings, and there's a lot of death. a lot of casualties, a lot of innocent people dying on both sides. I'm pretty sure more on the Gaza side, on the Palestinian side. So I really wanted to get a better, thorough point of view. And I guess by doing that, I was allowing all this imagery to download into my subconscious. Because the first thing I'm talking about, like in the mornings, when I check my social media accounts and I go into Instagram, the first thing that I see was like imagery of like dead children, you know, bodies blown up, you know, the actual bombings of the city, the Israelis like celebrating, the Palestinians crying. It's been like super intense imagery that is just downloaded into your subconscious, into your psyche. And it can play a major role on the way you feel. But I hadn't remembered that that was something that changed. That was going on for the last couple of weeks, maybe every Monday through Friday or Saturday, even the weekends. When I tune into those pages, the first thing that I would see was that imagery. So it takes a toll on you, because imagery like that, even if you try to erase it, your subconscious has already recorded that data. And depending on what kind of person you are, like me, I'm very peaceful, very joyful, very, you know, I like to be in a good mood, good vibrations. I think little by little that was taking a toll on me, and I just felt uneasy for the most part for the last couple of weeks. And I just felt like I hadn't really paid attention to what I was paying attention to. And it's something I always preach. I always talk about that. Like, if you're watching the wrong stuff, you can totally switch your mindset. Like, subconsciously, consciously, it's just, it plays a major role in the way you think and the way you act because of what you're watching and what you're listening to. So for the last weeks, I hadn't noticed that every day I was just watching this stuff. And maybe for like a few minutes, it wasn't even that long. Like maybe like a couple of minutes just watching the video and listening to what the statement said there, and kind of reading the statements and kind of just getting a perspective. And it comes with a price, you know, to know the truth. It comes with a price. The price is that, you know, I'm not easy. I'm not at ease with my own personal life. It takes a toll, and it bleeds into your normal routine. And it, like I said, it depends on the kind of person you are, man. If you're this kind of person that doesn't give a damn, doesn't give a shit about humanity, or you just don't take into account what's going on over there because you're consumed by what's going on here, then you might not give a shit about what's going on. It might not take a toll on you. But for me, the kind of individual that I am, I like peace in the world, and this is totally against that. So I'm like, I'm very puzzled by that imagery. I'm very puzzled by the ideologies of these two countries that are fighting each other. And it takes a toll on you, man, because you know that it's very hard to see some kind of peace within that region of the country, region of the world. And one thing that also I noticed was that, you know, I wasn't talking about this, you know, and I think you have to talk about stuff like this with people, your friends and or people in the community, like, hey, man, what are we, how are we going to help, or how are we going to, you know, change you can't really change. That's one thing that I learned, that you can't change what's going on out there, but one thing you can change is what you control. And I think Robert was the one that mentioned that to me, Robert Casanella, shout out to Robert. He's like, bro. And he told me in a text, like, just remember what you can control. What can you control? And that makes a big difference. And I always remember, like, yeah, things that are out of control. And it's sad to say, but it's out of our control what's going on over there in the Middle East. But what we can control is, like, prayer, you know, positive thoughts, you know, praying for the people that are going through that hardship over there. Praying for peace, praying for all these good things that you want to see manifested into the world and universe. You know, controlling your environment, your own home environment, stuff like that. And just going back to the basics, man. And just maybe another thing that I was thinking about is just really cutting off Instagram altogether. Like maybe not even just deleting it. I know that I've done it in the past and it's been a great way to be more focused and, you know, get things done. When I do delete apps, and I don't get distracted from what I have to accomplish. And, you know, for the most part, I have been doing great with that. It's just that I guess I wanted it to know, and by knowing now, I'm looking at the backstory of like how I've been feeling this past couple of weeks, kind of down, depressed, and everything's great. I'm like, man, everything's good in my life. I have a great job, I have a great family, you know, I'm having a great success all around. My family's happy, you know, my family's well fed. They, you know, I got a roof over my shoulders. You know, I have all these beautiful things, gratitude, right? But then it was just taking a toll on me. I was like, man, I couldn't figure it out. So when I figured it out, I was like, man, I got to really tune out of that stuff. Maybe unfollow the accounts, maybe delete the app, do a little bit more prayer. And the crazy thing is that in the past couple of weeks, I had been using frequency meditations in the mornings. Last week, maybe like 4 days out of the five-day work week, I did a few days of meditation. I think it was 3 to 4 days. And then within those 4 days, I had a one-hour meditation, 45-minute meditations with frequencies. And that helps. I guess that helps, but it doesn't completely help when you're still watching and consuming that data. Because after the meditations and all that shit, I would go onto Instagram and guess what's the first thing that I saw? The bombings and the killings, the babies that are dead, the babies that are, you know, without limbs. And it just takes a toll on your subconscious, and then it takes a toll on your psyche. And by the time you know it, you're feeling overwhelmed by things that usually don't overwhelm you. So it's been a challenge, and because that is an ongoing issue, right? And what I want is to have peace in the world, and I pray for peace, and I pray for all the people that have lost their lives, all those souls that, you know, are not resting in peace right now, all the people that are suffering, that they lost their homes, they lost their livelihood, their routine, you know, and it's a really tough time in the humanity right now, man. Like this is going on, and it's not good. It's not good. And it's hard because you turn on the news, and I hardly ever watch the news, but if you turn on the news right now, you go to NBC, you go to CNN, you go to all those news outlets, you're going to see what's going on over there, and the propaganda machines are at work, and they're working with your psyche. They're controlling your behavior. They're controlling your thought pattern. They're controlling your state of happiness or unhappiness. They're controlling all of that, and you're not aware. You think you're getting information, but what you're getting really is a end result of what they want you to feel like. Because they know the end game, that when they produce this data, they know what's going to be expected from your behavior. They know that there's going to be a dopamine fix that comes with it, because they know that you need to erase that negative energy. By erasing that negative energy, you have negative eating, you know, habits, negative consumer habits, negative addiction habits. And all these habits are to overcome whatever psyche they've been embedded in your mind. So when you're not conscious of what you're watching, and it took me a while to actually become conscious again of what I was watching. It's like, dude, wait. That's the only thing that's been on my list that I hadn't done in a long time. Like I hardly ever watch the news. I hardly tune into whatever's going on in the world unless, you know, it's everywhere, and this is one of those things. Like the war in Russia, that's and Russia and Ukraine, that's been out of my radar for many months and maybe years. But this one has been a little bit more in my face because it's very recent. And because it's very recent, I've been diving in to see what's going on, and it's just madness. It is madness. So I think one of the things that we can do as individuals, like keep on working out, being, you know, being good to others. Like I saw this TikTok, and the guy was saying in the video. Actually, it wasn't on a TikTok. I made a TikTok about this. It wasn't a podcast. It was Tim Kennedy, and he came out on the Joe Rogan podcast. And Tim Kennedy was talking about how he deals with the adversity. He's the guy in the front lines when this shit happens. He was in Israel. He's a U.S. Soldier of some sort. And he was been in so many missions where people die and there's chaos and there's all kinds of crazy madness that you see on television. But he's actually been in it. He's not like me that I'm just watching it through video. He's actually been in the action. He's like, and then Joe Rogan's like, bro, how do you deal with this? how do you come out of this? He's like, man, and I'm gonna paraphrase. He's like, I've learned that by doing good for others and being grateful for where he's at has helped him a lot to deal with all these kind of events that he's been through, where there's a lot of adversity, a lot of chaos, a lot of, loss of life. And by helping others has helped him go through this, go through kind of like situations like this where his psyche might not be all good, but by doing good for others, kind of evens out the balance of feelings and emotions and the stress and the depression and all that stuff. So even just thinking about us, man, what can you do for others? And that's one thing that I've done the last couple of weeks. A few weeks ago, I was at the Moon Lane Coffee, and my homie, shout outs to my homie Gabriel Garza. He's one of the owners there. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to gift you this jacket. Make sure you give it to Two Lions, guitarist, your cousin. I know he's your cousin. Give it to him. He's like, all right, brother. I was like, man, if it doesn't fit him, I might keep it. But man, my mind is like, I need to gift it to one of the persons from those Lions. If it doesn't fit Monch, my cousin, I'm going to give it to somebody there. So that night, it was a concert a couple of days ago. I was at a concert for those Leones, which is Two Lions. And I took the jacket with me. I wasn't going to wear it, but at the end of the day, I wore it. And I had my sweater underneath the jacket. It was like a bomber jacket. Like those high school varsity jacket types. So I put it on over my sweater. And I was debating, man, should I gift it or not? Should I gift it or not? This is a fucking sick ass jacket, bro. Like, damn, it's green. One of my favorite colors has Dos Leones artwork all over in the back and the front. And tell you that this is a art piece or a vintage piece that Gabriel Garza has a DNA vintage shop, or used to have a DNH vintage shop. And now he just does this on the side. He found this piece, and it's actually from Newark, New Jersey. And it had like a super beautiful fucking outlook, man. It just looked like a fucking art piece, walking art piece. So I'm wearing it and I show it to the guys. I'm like, hey, this is a sick jacket. Everybody, like a lot of guys made it, like people that were there, like, hey, man, that's a dope ass jacket. Where'd you get it? Like, nah, man, long story, but I got it at a coffee shop called Moon Lane Coffee. And he's like, oh, cool, cool. So the whole night I was getting compliments and stuff like that. But I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, I was like, hey, I told Justin, the lead singer for Dos Leones, like, hey, bro, this is for you, man. Just try it on, see if it fits. And if you want it, it's yours. So he puts it on. I was like, dude, it looks good on you. You need to keep it. It's like, he's taking it out. I was like, no, bro, keep it, please. It's for you. I was on a mission to give it away, so it's yours. And if doing stuff like that, when you don't have attachment to things that you really want and you just give it away, oh, man, it just opens so many doors of gratitude and so many opportunities to feel good again, and it feels good to give something to somebody that you want it, but you know that that person needs it more, or that person, this is part of the mission that's going to make you, bounce back to your good ways of good karma, dude. And so I was like, give it back. I gave it to Justin. I was like, and I told Justin, nah, man, this is yours. Let me take a picture with it first before I take it off. I took a couple of pictures, then I gave it to him, but took some pictures with him too as well. And I just felt good, bro. And then this past week, we had a couple of things here that at the house that, it's the cold weather's coming in, and there's people that have kids that don't have any like good jackets. And we had this one jacket here that had been here, just nobody uses it anymore, and it's a really nice jacket. It's a good brand as well. I think it's Columbia. It's for a kid about 6 to 7 years old. So I was like, I'm just gonna take it to the office and donate it to somebody, one of the families that we work with, because sometimes there's kids out there that don't have a fucking good jacket, right? So I was like, you know what, I need to give it, bro. I need to give. You gotta be in the form of giving right now. I was like, you just gotta give and have gratitude and get your back in the game of feeling positive. And yesterday I took it back to the office. I put it on the messenger real quick, and then somebody picked it up and was like, hey, man, I'll pick it up. I have a family that I work with that have a 7-year-old that, probably doesn't have a jacket, so I'm going to take it to them. So, oh, awesome, man. So doing little things like that, good little things like that, is gonna change your frequency. It's gonna change your status of like feeling uneasy to like, oh man, this is a serotonin. And like, if you know about serotonin and dopamine is like a high energy, like you're excited, but serotonin is like this warm feeling of greatness, and the amplitude is different than dopamine. It just, the serotonin takes over your body. It's a feeling of good, and it's not overpowering. It's just more like, kind of like when you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, like you see your grandma or only relatives, and you have this feeling of serotonin, man. Like, it's like a feeling of beauty, you know, a feeling of amazement, but not too drastic. It's just like a beautiful moment. And those little experiences change your whole dynamic, bro. So if you practice this, practice giving, practice, you know, keeping working out, meditation, prayer, you know, going out in the sun, getting some sun, enjoying the present moment, all of these opportunities, kindness, being kind to other people, like get off your A horse, bro. Like, just take one chill day. Just chill. Like, don't rush into anything. If you see yourself rushing into stuff, like, calm yourself down. Like, hey, calm down, bro. You have time. Relax. If you can self-reflect on that, you can make those little quick changes that just change the whole atmosphere and just change your frequency within and without. The frequency within is the one that matters the most, because if your frequency within is peaceful, calm, collected, and you can visualize and see yourself in the right situation, you know, making the light of bad situations, making the worst situation into a great situation, changing your verbs, your words, you're changing the way you think, observing it from the other person's angle, like just looking at things differently, man. You can get a good perspective on gratitude, on present moments, and I think it can get you out of that funk, which is what happened to me this last few weeks, man. Thank God I was able to kind of like pinpoint it indirectly by talking to my friends. And I was like, okay, I gotta go back to what's worked for me in the past and figure some things out, see what I can do differently. So I just wanted to talk about that today, guys. I know that it's been a beautiful fall season, going into the winter pretty soon. But we had some cool days here in Laredo. And believe it or not, the weather does play a major role in the people's psyche. I actually like weather that's like this, like when it's cold and muggy and there's a little bit of rain. I actually like it. But even if I like it, the research says that it does cause some kind of sort of a depression on people. You start feeling the blues, you start feeling, you know, and maybe that's also a change. Like, it's been a change of the season, so maybe the change of the season that has affected me a little bit, because summer was intense and beautiful and boom, let's go. And right now it's kind of like a slowdown, and I want to keep on going the same rate, same pace. And then maybe it's the time to slow down. And we need to be conscious of those changes and understand that the weather does play a role. But so my phone kind of stopped recording, but let me keep on. This is part two of the same episode. So I just wanted to make that clarification that yes, you can change your perspective by adding or deleting things in your environment, by being conscious that the weather outside can play a role in the way you feel, happy, unhappy, stuff like that. So you have to be conscious of that and just do some other practices like working out. For me, I haven't been able to work out like I usually do in the mornings because it's been raining outside, and I love to go grounding in the mornings. And that shouldn't be an excuse, but I was able to turn it around yesterday. I had a visual in my head all week. I was like, man, I need to work out. So what am I going to do? So, and before I wrap it up, I want to wrap up this episode with this last little story. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get home. And I had done some research on VR videos for bike riding because I have a little stationary bike in the house. I was like, I'm going to use my stationary bike. I already found the videos for the VR 360 So that when I'm riding my stationary bike, at least I can see some visual, you know, and I just watching TV or on my phone. So I had already done the research. We ate dinner real quick. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do my workout, guys. Y'all can see me if you want. So I dressed up in my workout clothes, came back downstairs and got on my 360 and my VR headset, looked for the video, put it on my headset, got on the bike, and my dumbass chose one of the craziest VR bike rides. I chose like one of those where they're in the all terrain type, where like they're going downhill, uphill, and all kinds of little jumping things. So I got on, that was my first ride VR head, like, and I was like, dog, I can control this. Like, this is easy. Like, I know it's fake. Like, I know my body's not in that. Like, I can control it. Like, I was all gung-ho. Like, nah, it's gonna be easy, easy peasy. It's gonna be fun. So I get on the bike, bro. Not gonna lie. Not even a minute into it, I'm like, yo, this is fun, this is fun. And then everybody's watching me like, oh, dad, let me stream it. Let me cast it. So they're casting it. And I'm going in this downhill. And all of a sudden, bro, I feel the curvature. I feel the little hills. I feel like I'm like going like in a turn. I'm like going super fast on a turn. The goggles make it seem like you're actually there. Like you can turn around every single angle and you see the whole environment there. You see the terrain. You see the bike that you're on. And my bike was stationary. But I think the brain is so powerful that because of what you're seeing on your headset, it prepares and it sends signals for like balance, and it sends signals for like make your body tighter. So because that way you don't fall off the bike on these little jumping hills and shit. Bro, 30 seconds or 45 seconds into it, I actually fell from the damn bike. My wife was like, what are you doing? And I was like, dude, this is fucking intense. I scraped my ankle with the fucking pedal. It was intense. I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was screaming like obscenities and shit. My son's like, wow, dad, let me try. Like, wait, chill. And then I get back on it and I'm like, man, just remember, this is not real. And even thinking that and putting your mind, I stopped pedaling, bro. I stopped pedaling on my actual bike and I was just watching the 360 video and the VR 360 video, and I was going down this little path and it made it easier for me to, but I was still feeling the, like your body responds to it, man. Even if you don't want to, like you feel the vibration or your body wants to feel the vibration. So it makes it, damn, the body and the mind are intense, bro. We're made very, very intelligently. Like, all the muscles are working. The neurons are sending and firing. Your senses from your feet all the way to your arms and your legs and your spine are feeling the pull of gravity, like what you would feel like and if you were in a real bike. And the thing is, I think maybe my body was responding to a lot of the visuals that I was feeling, because I'm usually on a bike, on a real bike, and I'll go around the block or I'll go around in the park and they have little terrains like the ones that I was in, but nothing that intense. So my body was kind of responding the way I would normally do on a real bike. I could feel like the movement within my muscles and my my abdomen and my core, my back, my legs, my hands. Dude, it was just crazy. And so I did that for like a minute or two. Like, nah, shit, fuck that. I'm going to change the video. I scraped my ankle. I was like, nah, I'm going to go back to something that's more low key, more chill. So I looked for another video and I found one where I was in Yosemite Park. I was like, dude, riding your bike, VR headset in Yosemite Park. Dude, I've never been to Yosemite. I didn't even know it was in California. So I'm riding down the bike in Yosemite Park and I'm looking at the trees with my VR headset, and these trees are like, fuck, like a building tall. Like the trunk is like 20 feet wide or 10 feet wide, and the tree is as long as I can think of, man. It's like taller than all the buildings in Laredo. Like that kind of tall. I was like, dude, this is amazing. I'm riding my bike in Yosemite Ranch or Yosemite Park, and that was more chill and low-key. And then I went to, I did one in Vegas. I was riding my bike in Vegas. And then last one I was doing a bike ride in Hawaii. And then in the beach. it was just fun, man. I had to like find a way to work out without, you know, feeling gloomy of the weather, like, oh, I can't go work out. I had to find a way to work out. Maybe you don't have that at home, but man, maybe you should invest in a VR headset. It was amazing, dude. I've used it very seldom. My son's the one that uses it the most. But this experience, I'm going to do it again today. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to do it more often now. But it's just beautiful, like, what technology has out there. And I had to get out of my comfort zone because I was like, man, I know I'm in a funk. And I need to get out of it. And the only way I can get out of it is by going back to the things that help, which is being active, being in a workout mode, getting the juices going, making your mind balance, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, all of that stuff. If you have too much of something, it's not going to work. So you got a balance of everything. So by getting back to my workout and just going through that craziness and getting out of the present moment, being present within the VR headset was an amazing experience. I highly suggested it, but just be very careful, man. My son tried it, my daughter tried it, and they were feeling like, my son, dude, he felt like he was in the damn fucking that race or something with those bikers behind it. And then one of them fell. One of the bikers actually fell from the VR headset. Not from the ones that we were using, but like the video that we were watching, the dude falls. Imagine, I didn't get to see, my son was riding the bike at that point. He told me, hey, dad, they crashed and they fell. I was like, oh, let me check it out. So I saw it and I was streaming the video. And it was pretty intense, man. I was just amazed by the technology and how you got to think of outside the box sometimes. Be like, what can I do different today so that I can get some activity going? How can I be more active and physically engaging, you know, in some kind of exercise? So that was pretty fun and intense. But yeah, that work, I actually feel way better. But yes, guys, part 3 of this episode. My phone keeps on interrupting and it ends up stopping the recording. But I want y'all just be very reflective, very conscious of what you listen to, what you view, your decision making, what's making you antsy, what's making you feel down, what's making you feel a dopamine high fix of energy. Just be very reflective of what and absorbent of what you're listening to, what you're watching, and see your thoughts, how they change. Do good for others, do good for yourself. Work out, pray, meditate, eat right, eat good, eat healthy as you can, stay away from the junk food. And then most importantly, just be grateful for stuff, man. Have gratitude in your life and you're gonna find the things that drive you the most are the simplest things. So thank you for tuning in once again to the Infinite Talks podcast. Remember, we are not a brand. We are a frequency. Go to the Infinite Talks podcast links. We have infinitetree.online. That's the website where you can get all kinds of information. You can get mantras. You can get business. You can get mind, body, and spirit information. Financial literacy, financial intelligence, whatever you want to call it, financial IQ. I'm not the best at financial IQ, but I'm getting that information as I get it. I'm putting it on the website so you can be in the same page as me. I know that a lot of the homies are working on their own things, their own businesses, their own plans, their own blueprints. And it's amazing to see that movement. So be a part of it. And also, if you want to be a subscriber to the podcast, that'd be badass because you'll be helping me out to move the needles, not only here in our local region, but also all across the world. We do have listeners all across the world. So if you're from a different country, subscribe, man. You would help me spread the energy and the frequency all over the world with this positive mindset, this positive message. Something that I just want to make sure that I reach the right people when I have to, so that they can make the biggest change in their life and be the biggest impact for themselves and the community and their families and their wherever they might be, and be the best version of themselves. So when you subscribe, I think I have one. Shout outs to Robert, the number one subscriber to the podcast. He's been a guest of mine. Robert Castañeda, thank you so much, brother. You are a frequency in the making. This guy has been an inspiring person, not only as a friend, but also now as a leader. So thank you so much for your leadership, for creating the Positive Mantra Group. Shout out to everybody in the Positive Mantra Group for supporting the podcast, supporting Robert, supporting the vision. And shout out to the family, man. Shout out to my brothers. They're amazing guys. Shout out to my cousins. Shout out to Dos Leones. Shout out to the whole community. Everybody's making a positive impact in our community, in themselves. It's just amazing to see a bunch of people in going in the right direction, you know, and good, doing good things for themselves and others. Shout out to my brother Jeff. Woo! Riding fast. Riding. Well, I just met Chicharito, one of our he's our age. Actually, I'm older than him. Chicharito, he's been a legend in our family since he was in the Chivas. And this past week, my brother Jeff, shout out to Jeff and Chicharito. He actually met Chicharito, bro. And I was, no way, bro. I was like, wow. This is amazing, man. This is a guy we look up to because he's been a great athlete sensation since he was a young kid in Guadalajara. And then going all the way to Europe. Then coming back to the States, getting injured, coming back to his top shape and to be able to play again another season or two in the MLS, something like that. So I'm looking forward to his career. And also just because he's been, you know, collaborating with my brother Jeff, man. Shout out to Digital Jeff and the whole fam, the Real Sports Rush. Back in the days, we had it going on. Now we got it, Rush Athletics. We have all my homies from Oscar, Happy Oscar. What's up, Happy Oscar? You're doing great, amazing things. We're gonna, hopefully he's doing well so we can start recording again for the Switch. Check out the Switch. It's a beautiful podcast as well. Oscar with the production. He's got a great production team. Like his own team. He is the home team. And I'm just a co-host. But Oscar, doing amazing things, brother. Sketch, you know, Guru Cats, everybody out there. King Arms, KRMC, Dos Leones, Josh, Aliens on the Border, man, Moon Lane Coffee, everybody in Laredo is doing great things. Shout outs to you, man. Shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to the people in Dallas. We have Mr. Rincon, Alex Rincon, the fighter, the boxer, the rapper. This guy does everything, bro. He's a trainer. Amazing. Shout outs to the Rincon family. Shout outs to La Castañeda too, man, and everybody here, Josh, the fighters here in Laredo, man, they're representing, and they've been boxing and getting in shape and looking forward to their next bouts. And thank you to everybody who's tuning in right now. I want you to really make a change within yourself, but also for the people around you. When you impact the ones around you is when you see the greatest change for everybody. And sometimes it takes patience. Not everybody is where you are, and you are where you have to be. So by being patient, you let others join the ride when they are ready to get on the vehicle. Sometimes they're not ready, and it's okay. But you need to be good by being okay with that they're not ready. Whenever they're ready, that's when it's awesome. But you got to understand and be compassionate and empathy for everybody who's going through their journey, no matter where they are in their life. And if it's the good and the good, if it's the bad and the bad, you need to respect everyone's journey. You can only be the present self of yourself and the best version of yourself at that point. And whenever the time arises, everybody's on the same ride and the same path, man. So let's go. Infinite Talks Podcast in the building. This is your boy E, one syllable. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I know you'll enjoy this episode. Hit me up, become a subscriber for $1. Come on, $12 a year. You spend $12 on a pack of beer. You spend $12 on a pizza that tastes like sheer. Trying to rap. Yeah, guys, peace out. One more time. Remember, we're not a brand. We are a frequency. And you're part of it. Share it.